You are going to listen to John Guerin speaking about his time in the US Army. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Put a cross in the correct box on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Again, I'm John Guerin, retired military. I'm a retired colonel. I spent 29 years and 7 months in the military. Was fortunate to be able and healthy enough to serve our country in a time of need. I did not serve in Korea, but I did spend 2.5 tours in Vietnam. We were involved in Vietnam. It was a very controversial war, but we were involved in Vietnam because we were part of a very large treaty organization, part of the world, a world treaty, that if your country in Austria, as an example, was attacked by someone, we would, as part of this treaty, be here to support you. That's the way we operate in the United States. I honestly didn't intend to stay in the service for 30 years. I planned to go in like many of you have to go in and train and do your year or 6 months of duty and become skilled at some level. I planned to do that also, but I got into the service at a time when we were in a conflict in Vietnam, and I was commissioned through college program, through a college program, went in and then went to a number of service schools, including flight school. Flew both fixed and rotary wing aircraft. I went to a school called Jump School, where we learned to jump out a pair of airplanes as they go by. I went to Ranger School, where you learn to take care of yourself in the jungle and in the mountains and in here, there, and yonder. Before, as preparation for, I guess, the next 30 years of military. I did spend 2+ years in Vietnam. Had a number of very close calls, but thank the good Lord, I'm still alive and have all my parts. But I would recommend to you, those that have to go into the service or do community service, that you do that and do it proudly for your country. It makes you appreciate what your country stands for, and it also makes you appreciate how good your family has been to you over the years, getting you to the age you are in school and taking care of you. So my best words are good luck to you, and be sure to do your duties for your country. Again, I'm John Guerin, retired military. I'm a retired colonel. I spent 29 years and 7 months in the military. was fortunate to be able and healthy enough to serve our country in a time of need. I did not serve in Korea, but I did spend 2.5 tours in Vietnam. We were involved in Vietnam. It was a very controversial war. But we were involved in Vietnam because we were part of a very large treaty organization, part of the world, a world treaty, that if your country in Austria, as an example, was attacked by someone, we would, as part of this treaty, be here to support you. That's the way we operate in the United States. I honestly didn't intend to stay in the service for 30 years. I plan to go in like many of you have to go in and train and do your year or 6 months of duty and become skilled at some level. I plan to do that also, but I got into the service at a time when we were in a conflict in Vietnam, and I was commissioned through college program, through a college program, went in and then went to a number of service schools, including flight school. Flew both fixed and rotary wing aircraft. I went to a school called Jump School, where we learned to jump out a pair of airplanes as they go by. I went to Ranger School, where you learn to take care of yourself in the jungle and in the mountains and in here, there, and yonder. Before, as preparation for, I guess, the next 30 years of military. I did spend 2+ years in Vietnam. Had a number of very close calls, but thank the good Lord, I'm still alive and have all my parts. But I would recommend to you, those that have to go into the service or do community service, that you do that and do it proudly for your country. It makes you appreciate what your country stands for, and it also makes you appreciate how good your family has been to you over the years, getting you to the age you are in school and taking care of you. So my best words are good luck to you, and be sure to do your duties for your country.